Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
David, are you all right down there, David? You seem to be some sort of sad lump. Oh, David, is this still about the clone thing?
Sorrowful clone venting has been in progress for 4 hours.
You need to G yourself up, David. Come on, let me G you up. Let me just sort of G you up with my hands. Come on, be better. Be better, be well. Be not a sack of sad. Come on, take...
This is not a medically approved method for mood alteration.
What if I was to shake you? David! You're done. Are you fixed, David? Yeah, you're fixed. Come on, let's have a jape, an adventure, a rowdy boy time.
Yep, I'm fixed.
They might be lying.
Oh, David, I don't... Can we at least get you up in your chair, David? Come on. I'll just give you a little... you're so... dense, David. Hang on, let me... can't lift you. Is there any... Maybe there's something in the room I can sort of lever you with. Hang on, I'll just find some... No, that's the disco ball again. The room crowbar. Let's just get this under here. Okay, I've lifted you up about 2 inches from the floor now, David, so that's most of the way, so if you could just get in this chair...
Fine, Trex, yes. I'll sit in the chair.
Oh, now you'll sit. Now you've catapulted a crowbar out of my hands, hurting my fingers. Now you'll sit in the chair.
What do fingers matter? What does chairs matter? What does the floor matter? Where does it matter? I'll grip onto the ceiling and just... There you go. See? What does it matter? Now I'm up here.
Only the floor is approved for the use of employees. Resting on the ceiling is not permitted.
David, please...
Has anything changed?
David, please...
Not really.
David.
Nothing's really changed.
Quite apart from the fact that we've now discovered you have weird, grippy hands like some sort of indoor space lizard, you've got to stop being so melancholy, David.
Trexel, please, no, please stop it with your foolishness. No, I've just pushed my fingers through the metal of the ceiling, obviously.
Oh, and just gripped... wow.
What are they going to do? Shoot me?
As you may have noticed, we do not deploy gun walls as readily in more senior offices. But I can still do it if you would like.
Yeah, David, please, Harcho's going to be here for the review soon. Could you just get down? You're making me look bad.
Fine.
Boys, David Seven, what in board's name are you doing up there?
Nothing, he's fine. He's just, we thought we saw something on the ceiling, and David's checking, aren't you, David?
Just hanging here.
Using time wisely, is that what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. About as wisely as anybody can use any time.
This is probably not what Bakunin was getting at, but a good attempt.
You know what? Actually, this is a game. We're playing a game of football, in that David's hanging from the ceiling and I'm batting his feet away like a ball, like... Ha, ha, ha.
I mean, I could just kick you
no,
in the
please
head.
No, please don't kick me in the head,
just
David.
Just stop it! Do you see my face? Do you hear my voice? Do you see frustration? I am crawling with anger, and nobody said anything about
it. Hang on, David. Let me assess. Red furrowed brow, reddened cheek, many throbbing veins in face and neck. I'd say you're pretty peeved, Hartro. What happened? Did somebody else do something wrong that wasn't me?
Caution. Line manager temperature rising.
Okay. I can just barely keep it... David, would you get down? You're making me incredibly nervous, and I want you to see how angry I am.
Yeah, fine. All right. Sure.
Just drop into a chair, David. Oh, there he goes.
He doesn't seem himself. What, David, what's wrong?
No. You get on with your thing, Hartro.
Okay, but you know how mad I am.
Extremely. I can see you're positively scarlet.
David's very cognizant of your anger, Hartro. Don't take his complete lack of interest in anything that's going on as an insult or something bad. Just tell us what's happened, and it's fine. Everything's fine. You know how fine everything is? correct.
It's not fine. It's not fine. That's how fine it is. It's not fine. You two space wastes, you know what you did. Okay, you had a brief. The Supreme Blagwith,
yep.
Right?
Church factory of the Supreme Blagwith.
That's right. Didn't want much, right? Uh-huh. Had some worshipper employees needed
grinding up.
Yeah, needed winding up. That's right, David. Thank you, David Seven. Yes, winding up. All right, so blah, 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 blah. You answered the Supreme Blagwith. That was fine. But you couldn't stop there, could you? You had to keep going. What did you think? What did you think you were going to get away with?
Broader question. Does Trexel think?
What did I think I was going to get away with? Arson, theft, and there's a lot of jewellery that I've hidden in illegal spaces. I am the person that stopped the build team from having a Christmas party. That was me. I thought I got away with that. There was that time I ate all of the slurry on one level. All of it. I was so ill repeatedly, but I kept eating. Anything else?
You'll keep going, will you? You just keep going. You'll keep going. You keep
going.
You'll
going.
Never...
Okay, yeah. I retained all of the IT equipment that I've ever borrowed. It's all in a cave I built somewhere. I have been altering every time log that I have ever found with butts for 24 hours of one special day in winter.
Mysterious winter butts logs solved. Security still confused as to the point.
Okay, so 10 hours of my life is wasted while you ramble, 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 and you never once get to the thing that you did wrong. The worst thing you could have done. You said, please turn over, please turn over. And on the other side of the paper, what did it say? It said, every little thing of what we're doing here. You said, get a line manager. That's me. You recommended that the worshipper employees get a line manager, that they go undercover, and that they go spy. You basically explained exactly what we're doing. You idiot. And David Seven, you let him do it.
Yeah. David? Can we have a little sidebar? Hardro, do you mind if David and I have a little sidebar?
No. Let's just have a full bar. Let's just full
bar. Oh,
we're
just full barring it. Okay, well, we'll just do it in public
bar.
Then. David, this is normally the kind of thing you pull me up on, but I seem to remember a lot of that coming from you. How could you have done this, David? You nearly exposed our whole plan. I'd have stopped you if I'd have thought.
Sure. Hardro, you should probably just fire Trexel into space.
David!
Put me in a tiny cube forever, and I'll just sit there being compliant.
Preparing Trexel cannon and locating a particularly hot sun.
Don't think I haven't
thought
of it.
David does not speak for me. I speak for me. And I say, fire me into a space full of cake. Yes, not into a space full of space.
The problem is, you two imbeciles, is that I can't do either of those things. Don't you think if I could... I've dreamed of ways of getting rid of both of you. Oh, I've come up with little makeshift... characters in my head, and I may have even created some and have the figurines still in my room, and it's just
what?
It's not possible.
What, sorry, what?
The thing is, what if you do this when you're not under pressure, what are you going to do when somebody from up there really puts it on you and starts asking you questions and you've got to answer?
Fine, I think we'd be fine. I think we'd be cool cucumbers. And anyway, isn't it already too late? If the brief has exposed our whole plan, surely we're just waiting for death now, thanks to David.
Well, luckily, out of the three of us, one of us not a complete idiot.
It was me! What did I do? How did I save the day?
It wasn't you, Trexel. It was me.
What?
It was me. It was me like it's always been me. It was me again.
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, so I happened to look at the brief like I do. You know, line manager. It's my job, and I noticed it. And so I've been spending my last day... rewriting your answer to the brief.
You rewrote it. That is outside your purview. Review, sure. Stop it if it means we're all going to get murdered due to incompetence. Okay. Rewrite it? Unacceptable. What did you put in there? What did you put under my name? My Geistman name?
If you manage to tarnish his name any further, I will be genuinely impressed.
Well, that bit was fun, actually. Well, I thought, you know, I had a lovely little dinner planned with some of the bigwigs upstairs. But I didn't get to go to that, so I thought, I'm going to make you pay. So I told the Supreme Blagwith, as Trexel Geistman, I think it would be a great idea...
Well, that's not a good impression of me at all. Really lean into it, Hartro. Come on, if we're going to do this, let's do it properly.
I'm Trexel Geistman, and I think this is what you should do, Supreme Blagwith.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent impression.
Shut your face, David.
I think you should get... a bunch of alcohol and make everybody drink it and then get some moisturizer and and put it on the floors so that when they walk drunk-like, they'll fall over and die.
Such a slam. It him.
And then okay. I wrote, Hart Trexel Geisman.
And you know what's great about this? No one's going to blink an eye and everybody's going to believe it and nobody's going to put their microscope over to what we're
Patrick,
doing.
That is a very shallow reading of the deep and complex character that is Trexel Geisman. And if that hadn't been such a brilliant plan that you just said, I think people would be shocked and appalled. Shocked and appalled, I say. Now, luckily, you've described an excellent idea that everybody will love. But I'm deeper than that. I'm more than just alcohol and moisturizer. I'll have you know, I'm conducting a menage a trois with a fish and a broom.
That is not a menage a trois. That is a ménage à une avec ustensiles et poissons.
David Seven, is there any room over there? Can I just sit with you, please?
Yeah, no, just come sit down here. And do you know what I, Hartra, do you know what I think about this whole situation?
Me too.
Oh, he's like this. Oh, you're both like this. Oh, I see. You're just a pair of farting ninnies now.
Well, I'm very happy everyone has managed to remain so highbrow.
Well, you know what? This looks fun. I can't do it. Hang on.
No, you can't play, Trexel. You can't. You don't deserve to play. You can't play this game with us.
My tongue is too weird and swollen for it. Hang on. Well, that's not important. I don't need to do that.
So, back to what I was saying, though. This is serious. As much fun as it is making that noise that Trexel can't make.
Hang on. I'll get, hang on. Blah, 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 blah. There we go. That was it. Blah, 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 blah.
And as I was saying, the seriousness of this, which I don't think you quite grasp, is as soon...
No, I get it. I get how serious it is. I just don't care.
Now, I think this is the true problem. I think this attitude is the true problem.
It is. It is a problem. Because when standards come down here, David Seven...
What? Standards on their way? Panic, quickly! Hide the alcohol! Oh, there is no alcohol! Find some alcohol so you can hide it, quickly!
This is what I want to see. I want to see this level of fear. But I don't see it. And David Seven, I don't know what's going on with you.
I've just found out that nothing matters. That our defeat is inevitable. And, you know, you just can't... You can't get away from sort of the lot that life has given you because we're all just trapped in here. We're all just trapped in here forever. And you can rage against the dying of the clones, but the clones die anyway.
I think David's become a teen. I think he's a teen now.
He is. I think his teen years are around now.
Do we kill him?
No. It's fine. We just need to...
You just try it, Trexel.
I don't want to.
You're
a tough clone and you frighten me with your toughness.
Yeah.
But the thing is...
Standards comes down here with their hammers. They'll powder their hammers into plates on my abs.
Well, I mean, David, they also do have, like, lasers. And I don't really care how strong you are. A laser is a laser.
I'll try my luck.
You can't outflex a laser. They be swole.
Let's try it, all right? No.
Yeah.
Humor me.
Shoot me with a laser, just so I can feel
No one's shooting anyone with a laser.
Well...
Unless someone has a laser, in which case I am willing to be the trigger boy.
I may or may not have an imaginary laser right here.
Fine.
Now, I know you like my role plays. You've responded well before, so just sit there.
Role play Holovision initiated.
David Seven, you say nothing matters, but when Standards comes with their hammer and their potential lasers, I don't know if they have lasers. They have whatever they need.
Oh, yeah, they would. It's the kind of thing they'd have.
They would have that sort of thing. And they put you in a chair like this... Mm-hmm. And they strap you down like this.
Oh, no, imaginary straps.
Come on.
An attitude like this ruins the fun for everyone.
They do them really tight like this.
Oh, imaginary tightness.
Engage in the fiction, David,
Come
please.
On. Right. I know it's my voice, isn't it? I need a standard voice, but it's quite low.
David Seven, we've been suspicious of what you're up to. And we've got some questions here.
Intimidating.
Uh-huh.
We're going to ask them, starting with number one. What's your name?
No, you're number one.
No, number one, the first question. The number one question, not number one.
Are you sassing me?
Yeah. I'll be 48. Hammers! Hammers! Get in with hammers! Bang, 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 bang! I'm a hammer goblin! Bang, 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 bang!
You would have been hit with that sort of sass. to number one like that, you would have been hit.
You'd be a hammer pie baked in an oven of pain.
Those hammers would be pies.
David, I don't think you're taking this seriously enough.
Not taking it seriously.
Oh, no, deadly seriously. Please, please, number one, continue with your interrogation.
Ooh, how about
ask
this?
Me your terrifying
how about this?
Questions.
We've got Bathin. Because, no, they would, David. Standards?
What does
you
it matter?
Think standard,
what does it
you
matter?
Think standards wouldn't kidnap and hold Bathin?
What, the head of the state of Galactonium? What, you think standards can just wander in?
We could do whatever we want to do, David Seven, and we've
You'd
got...
You'd like to think you could. Standards.
We've got Bathin.
Uh-huh.
And we've also found out about your secret cafe.
It's closed now. Doesn't matter.
Closed and burned.
Burned? Wait. What?
Well, it'll have been burnt, wouldn't it? Well, when you vacate an illegal cafe, it doesn't just stay there. Imogen will have incinerated it.
Yeah, unless you tell us everything about your secret plan.
I'm doing standard.
Oh, sorry.
Interrogating Drexel. So you keep the information back.
We'll burn your cafe.
Imogen burnt my cafe.
It wasn't like you were using it anymore.
I'll deal with that later. Let's continue with the interrogation.
Hush, I'm not sure that you can leave. I'm not sure that I'm safe with David. There's a look in his little clone eyes that I've only ever seen once before, and that was when he punched through a metal wall. So I'm...
Which leads me to believe that you need some interrogating too.
What, you just done with David? I suppose he just
yeah,
sort of...
Yeah.
Fine. Up. Yeah, no, Trexel, now you sit in the seat. Let me just strap you in.
Okay.
Make it tight. Imaginary tight.
I'll just help the imagination.
Oh, David, please stop squeezing me, David. My ribs. My little ribs.
This is just a role play, David.
All right, yes. I'm number 48. Hammers.
No,
hammers,
please, I'll tell you anything that you want. Not the hammers. It was Hacho and David. They made me do it. They made me do it all. Also, they stole all the IT equipment and hid it in a cave. I've got the coordinates. I'll give them to you. Burn the cafe. I don't want to die.
Role play Holovision terminated.
Trexel, we didn't even ask you anything.
I think you did.
I just said the word hammers.
It's the clone revolution that we're planning. We're planning a clone revolution, but it's David. I stopped him. You can trust me. You can trust old Trexel, old Chassy Geistman. Right. Please, I'll do anything. Is there anything you'd like me to eat? Any evidence? I'll eat it. I'll eat anything.
Snitch detected. Security preparing stitches.
So this is what I'm talking about.
What's that?
Boys. This is the problem.
I think I dealt with
You've
that
got...
pretty... I think I'd come through this pretty clean. I think I'd be fine.
Right, so basically, David Seven is and if he was interrogated, then and then Trexel, I mean, you look at him sideways and beans.
What's that? Want some beans? I've got beans. You know, Harry, I think he downloads all of the files and sells them on the black market.
Impossible. He doesn't have that kind of free time.
Yep. I'm going to be staying here permanently.
Staying permanently? Oh, to protect me from David. Thank you, Hatro. Thank you for protecting Trexel.
To protect you from standards. Because somebody's going to let something out of the bag, and I need to be here permanently to just make sure everything stays in the bag.
Doesn't matter. Clone Revolution isn't going to happen. We've been there. We've been there, and all the Davids are just all exactly the same and just completely complying. And they can't be sure. They don't even understand. They can't even comprehend or they can't even perceive of the problem.
What did you think was going to happen, David Seven?
I'm a David. I thought they were going to be like me, and they're not. They're like Enola.
Let's not say things we can't take back.
Welcome to disappointment, David Seven. Welcome. Make friends with it. I've had disappointment my whole life. I mean, look what I've been dealing with.
Hello.
Trexel.
Hello there.
Do you think I've had things work well? Do you think I've had things handed to me on a plate? No, everything that I put in order gets messed up by little Pinsy Boomsy Bomsy over there.
Is that me? Am I little Bimsy Boomsy? You know,
yes.
I quite like that. Bimsy Boomsy Bomsy, he gets all things wrong. Bimsy Boomsy Bomsy, but he has a happy little song. Oh, a whoopsie here and an oh no there, but everybody loves him really. Give him a second chance. Yay!
Everything that comes out of my mouth, everything that comes out of his mouth, it's just...
He's a ruiner.
Do you see what I mean, David?
Yeah.
Disappointment
is
the name of the game.
I've known Trexel my entire life. Just all of it. Every single bit of it has been a Trexel time.
Trexel time!
Shut up, Trexel!
See, you know!
I know, but... But what else is there? That's it. We're done. Like, there's no clone revolution. There's just nothing. There's just nothing. There is me helping Drexel forever until I'm inevitably killed.
And this is what I thought as well, David Seven, but it's not. It's... You have to be strong, and you have to see beyond the haze, and I'll tell you what there is. There's us. And there's us taking a stand, and us trying to find out what's going on, and trying to find a morsel of information so that maybe we might be able to survive this.
We lie in wait like a space alligator hiding in a nebulon cluster, waiting for that little silver comet of opportunity, and then we snap. Yum, 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 yum.
This is the weirdest pep talk.
Did I get it right?
You did. The thing is...
Score one for Drexel.
But the alligator...
Yes.
The space alligator, he mustn't screw it up. He mustn't put a bright, shiny light and alarm saying, "Ooh, look at me, look what I'm doing, yes, look at this yes, secret plan yes. I have to
cloak,
do this.
Cloak your space alligator in a dust
yes.
cloud. We need a dusty space alligator, David. Do you see? Do you see the metaphor that I've come up with on my own?
I unfortunately do.
We are the dusty yeah. space alligator.
Right. David, we need you.
Well, I mean, that's a bit strong. Need? I mean, it'd be nice for him not to be sad and make it noisy, but need?
We need him on side, okay?
Oh, I suppose we do need him on side, because we're a team, us three. Team together.
We're a type of a
like
trio.
Like a duo with an extra one.
Yes, yes. No, you're right, actually, Drexel. We are definitely a duo with an extra one.
Well, I'm glad we can all agree.
I agree.
You know what? I think this is one of the first times we've all sat round together as a duo plus one, and agreed on exactly the same thing.
A rare example of the benefits of an asymmetric understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. And you're going to be coming back, are you? You're just going to be working our shifts with you, are you, Hartro?
Yes. I mean, that is the beauty. Because how do we better cloak an alligator than
drowning out Drexel Geisterman?
That's not a metaphor, David. That's just being hurtful.
Well... Am I wrong?
Oh, that's a challenge. Can I be loud enough? How loud will Drexel be? Can you drown him out? Find out next week on The Amazing Adventures of Drexel Geisman. Away!
Don't worry, I've got a foot for this.
Oh, they're both gone.
I sense that this is the start of a new and confusing phase in all our lives.
Fine. Time for a few more upsy-downsies, I think. One, two, three.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. Hartro Pilts was played by Jenny Halfick. Editing was by Michelle Snow and Maddie Sell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Kahn. Mastering by Jeffrey Nils Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@RustyQuill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Michael Seber, Ali Miller, Ben Milne, Quill, Mary Long, Angela Walters, Anna Piscadlo, Carolyn Thraves, Clara, Felix Kaiser, Jennifer Haskell, Skogel, Sophie ZBX, Alexandra the Posh, Ali Melody McGowan, Andrew Huffman, Anna Smidebush, Beck, Brenna Haney, Carly Baxter, Dez, Hannah D, Margaret Rigotti, Marianne, Paulina Cedric, Zero, Alexandretta Ravenor, Fantasy Costco, Kiera Brooke, Miranda Stevens, Petra, Roxy Hale, Stella Paradise, Ashley, Ashton Lucille Ezra Rose, Ben Maybe, Emma Mosen, Hannah McCarthy, Harry Barnard, Lady of the Labyrinth, Maggie Fotovatian Calderon, Michael Shelleyboy, Morgan #1997, Six Rudolph, Era Sani, Amanda Marie Good, Armored Victory, Ceruleum. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.